This audio is provided by Value English. Value English is an online English conversation school focusing on English proficiency tests such as IELTS, Akin, and TOEFL. Honestly speaking, I am not an avid fan of a weepy, but out of curiosity, I happened to watch a tearjerker last night. That film was titled Miracle in Cell No. 7. It was a heartwarming and heart-wrenching Korean movie highly recommended by my onion skin friends via Facebook. The story is all about a mentally handicapped single father who is wrongly accused, tried, and sentenced to death for the rape murder of an elementary school student. The miracle of the movie is in the series of meetings the man has with his daughter while in prison until the months that lead up to his execution, and the friendship she forges with his fellow inmates. Years later, the girl grows into a woman set on exonerating her dad with their help. There was something in that movie that let my emotion loose, and it gave me goosebumps. The fact that it depicts a nasty reality wherein justice is not served to some innocent individuals because of the miscarriage in handling their cases made it perplexing and logically defying sub-story. In addition, the melodramatic tragic aspect of the movie was packed with an engaging performance of the actors and actresses that had me crying my heart out until the end. I suppose it's a mark of a good film if it causes us to reveal our emotions. A really sad story, if well acted and directed, can make us blub, just like the miracle in Cell No. 7. Do you find this Value English service helpful? We want to help everybody who wishes to study abroad, so why don't you share this material with your friend? Ego Ishoni Gambaro.